Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Hi, Angela. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello.
So happy to have you here. So today, our bookish guest is Angela from Angela Reads Books on Instagram. And today, we're going to be talking about all things Christmas books. So Angela, welcome back to the show. So tell us a little bit about yourself since you've been on the show.
Yeah, I am so excited to be back chatting with you again, and especially about Christmas books. I love Christmas books. But I'm Angie from Angela Reads Books. I'm actually mostly go by Angie in my personal life. So since we're talking here, you can call me Angie. And hey. I've been running Angela Reads Books now for about 2 years. It'll be my 2-year anniversary at the end of December, actually. So pretty excited about that, and a little bit about my non-bookish life. I live in Easton, Pennsylvania with my fiance. We're getting married this coming June of 2020. We have no pets, we have no kids, but I do have stacks of books all over the place. so that is kind of what is keeping me busy these days, wedding planning and reading lots of books.
And so this season you're reading a lot of Christmas books thanks to your Dingle Books Christmas Challenge. So tell us what inspired you to start this one.
Sure. So actually, it was honestly for a little bit of selfish reasons why I started the Jingle Books Challenge. Last year, I read about like 10 or 12 Christmas books over the months of November and December. And I really loved that. I love watching Hallmark Christmas movies. And so as Christmas approached again this year, I might have got a little bit excited about Christmas books. And I might have over-requested a little bit. I haven't counted exactly how many Christmas books I have, but it is definitely approaching 50. Between all my net galleys and all my physical books. And I was like, I can't be the only person that got overexcited about Christmas books. So really, I just wanted people to like be reading them all with me. And I was like, oh, well, let me start a challenge.
I love the challenge. There's like Christmas Cowboy, there's Mistletoe, there's like cute little Christmas stuff. So I love that it encompasses different things and that certain books can fill multiple challenge ideas. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah. I thought that would help to direct people a little bit as to, what Christmas book they should read next. It just adds a little extra fun to it.
Yeah. So talk to us about Christmas books and maybe Christmas movies. What do you think are the elements that should be there to be a good Christmas book or Christmas movie? And which ones you should be like, it's good, but we can skip it.
That is a really good question. Actually, a big one for me personally, and I think one that I've ran into a little bit this year as I've been reading Christmas books or movies, if you are marketing your book as a Christmas book, it should be just like throwing up Christmas. It should just be like Christmas everywhere. I want to like feel overwhelmed with Christmas joy. I want there to be like cookie baking and ice skating and Christmas presents and decorating scenes. I like want all the Christmas. I want it to be really clear that the scene is Christmas. That's just me personally. I know other people feel differently about it, but that's a huge one for me. Otherwise, it should just be like a winter book.
Yeah, so that's a really good thing to know. Like, I read quite a few Christmas books this season, and so there's been quite a few who may not be marketed as Christmas books, or there's Christmas scenes, and it's like, oh, there's a Christmas scene right now. But others are marketed as Christmas books, but there's not a lot of Christmas in it.
So what are some of your go-to Christmas books that you read this season that you recommend?
Well, some of the Christmas books that I have really loved this season, I have 50 books-ish to read, and I've really only gotten to about 6 of them. But some of my top favorite ones so far, I've read 2 Christmas novellas, which Christmas, I think, is a perfect time for novellas because we're super busy. We're juggling a lot of things, but we still want to like read good Christmas books. So 2 that I really loved that I read, one of them was 1 Week to Christmas by Belinda Missen. I had just kind of picked that one up, saw it. I think I thought the cover was really cute, and I loved that one. And then everyone's been talking about One Christmas Eve by Shannon Stacy. I've seen it on so many people's Bookstagram accounts. And so I read that one and really loved it. And then one that is more of an indie Christmas book, I really have loved reading Faking Under the Mistletoe by Ashley Shepard. I think that's actually so far my favorite Christmas book of the year.
I love it. Yeah, I'm reading, we just talked about this before we start recording, that I'm reading that book and I'm really enjoying it. It's like, it's Christmas, but there's romance and there's like the will they, won't they, and then there's some in-depth topics about like the Me Too era and whatnot. So it's actually really good. It's a really good book.
Yeah, there is a really good mix of stuff going on. It has that Christmas element. The main character, she is like planning tons of Christmas events in the office. She's an intern. And then there's also, the Me Too part of it and a really good backstory. I think actually, though, my favorite part of the book is the banter between the two main characters. They just have a ton of chemistry, a ton of that angst towards each other, kind of a little bit of that enemies to lovers thing. And it is so well written. I was laughing out loud while I was reading it. I was like tracking along the whole time. Really, it was really good.
Yeah, it was really cute. I love the banter. That's one thing I really enjoy about them, because they're like, will they, won't they, what are they going to hook up, we're not going to hook up. And it's so good. So I feel like a fake relationship, kind of like Christmas book. It's a really all-encompassing Christmas book. This is a book to pick up. And I really read One Christmas Eve. I enjoy it. It's cute. It's a cute novella. I want to read the first one, which I guess is set in the summertime. So, but I really enjoyed the second Christmas Eve novella. That was cute. There was some Christmas in it.
Yeah, definitely.
How about Christmas books that are made into Hallmark Lifetime movie adaptations? Have you seen some of those? Have you seen the movie or read the book or have done both of them?
I have actually. I did the first Hallmark movie of the season. Is actually based on the Christmas book, Christmas Wishes and Mistletoe Kisses by the same name, by Jenny Hale. And I actually read that book before I watched the Hallmark movie. I don't always do that, but I was seeing a ton from Forever Publishing, and I had the book, so I was like, all right, well, let me read the book, let me watch the movie, and I'll kind of compare them, kind of like Christmas compare and contrast. And I'll have to say that the book was way better than the movie. I actually was pretty upset by the movie. I felt like the movie kind of butchered the story. There were big pieces missing, new additions that were not ever in the book. And I thought the book itself was perfect as a Hallmark movie. I didn't really think it needed to be adapted as much as it was. So I was disappointed by that. Honestly, I'm not sure how many more times I want to do that. I think I kind of want to keep those universes separate because I just was so disappointed by it. But I am going to be reading for my in-person book club, Marry Me at Christmas by Susan Mallory, for the month of December. And that one was a Hallmark movie before I've seen it. And I really loved the movie. So I'm interested to see what my experience will be having seen the movie first and then reading the book.
Yeah, I think it's like it's a hit or miss when we read the book and we have the full story and then we see the movie, and the movie's like there's a time constraint, so not everything in the book is shown in the movie, and you know, things are get cut up and things aren't added that just basically you may miss the whole thing that the book has. So the experience is not as full.
Yeah, I mean the main female character was almost completely different in personality than what the book was. And I was like, why? The book character was exactly what a Hallmark movie was. So I'm sure it was changed for the actress that they picked to play that role. But I was disappointed because the book is fantastic. So my verdict is read the book, skip the movie.
I started watching the movie and then I got distracted. But I do own the book and I actually rather read the book. I'm more of like a reader as opposed to watching the movie. So I think I'm just going to read the book this season and then just kind of like maybe, if anything, I may watch the movie later on. But right now I think I'm just going to stick to reading the book.
I will say that even people who didn't read the book, that wasn't their favorite movie of the season. So take that as you will. I mean, there's a lot of movies to watch. There's Hallmark, there's Lifetime, there's all these books. We only have so many hours in the day too. So my hope is too that all this time that I'm devoting to reading books and watching movies for the Christmas season, that'll help people to sort out and prioritize what they want to read and watch. The time that they have, for sure.
Yeah. So let's talk about your current reading life. Which three books did you read this past month that you enjoy?
Oh, yeah. So even though I'm reading a ton of Christmas books, I find that I do need a break from all of the Christmas. So I have actually read some books this month that weren't Christmas. Three of them that I read, and actually I loved every single one of them. I read The Duchess Steele by Tessa Dare. Everyone has been talking about that book and that whole series, and I finally read the first one, and I loved it. It was so good. Have you read The Duchess Steele?
Yes, I read the whole series. Duchess Jill is like perfect. It has the perfect meet cute where she's wearing a wedding dress, has a Beauty and the Beast retelling. It's actually funny. It's the banter, the friendships. It's one of my favorite historical romances. And the rest of the series are
amazing. Awesome. Awesome. Yeah. So I read that and absolutely loved it. And then kind of outside of the romance genre, I read The Invited by Jennifer McMahon. I think I'm saying that name right. And that is more of a horror book. It's actually, I think it's a finalist for the Goodreads selections for horror for 2019. And I first got acquainted with Jennifer's work when I read The Winter People. And so when I saw The Invited as her newest release, I absolutely had to read it. And I loved it. I'm not actually a big horror reader. I don't really like scary movies, but she just has a way of weaving together story and history and characters that is incredible. So I highly, highly recommend that one. And then finally, of course, it has been popping up all over Bookstagram and, there's a lot of excitement about it. I have finished Happy Ever After Playlist by Abby Jimenez and loved it. I was so sad to have to pass it on. We're kind of doing a traveling book with a group of us, and I was on the list and got it, but then I had to pass it along to another book friend, and I was so sad to let it go. I like loved the book so much. So I can't wait to reread it in April.
Yeah, I was part of the traveling bag book, traveling happily ever after, which are, and I read it, and I read it like until 1 o'clock, and it went at 2 o'clock to the post office, and I was like, I don't want to give you away, but I have to. It was like
I know.
Experience. So I was like, okay, you know, I had to insure the book, and it was like, what if something happens? I was like freaking out if they don't get the book in time, you know, because it's like so popular, but it's like so good.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I was under so much stress waiting for that book to arrive to my house. I received it the day after Veterans Day. So there was like a big backlog in the mail. And they ended up delivering it to me, like no kidding, at 10 p.m. And I had received a notification at 7 that it was delivered. And I'm like, I don't see it. Where is it? Did someone steal it? Oh my goodness. And then I only had the book in my house for like 2 days before I passed it on to the next person. I was like, no, I barely even got to spend time with you. But it was so good.
The book was so good. Spoiler, Abby's going to be on the show. The episode's going to air when this book publishes, but she's going to be in the show. And I'm actually looking forward to just talking about it. But I felt like the book was like, it was a rockstar romance, but it was in rockstar romance. It had a cute dog. It had a great story about grief. And just like the author's notes. Like it was just a really strong book. I really liked it better than The Friend Zone. Like I like The Friend Zone, but I really loved Happy Ever After the playlist.
Yeah, it's a toss up for me. I was going to pick The Friend Zone as my favorite book of 2019, because it just blew me away. I read it before a lot of people were talking about it, so kind of the direction of the story caught me completely off by surprise. I won't give any spoilers at all, but it caught me by surprise, and so I kind of loved that element of surprise and being taken along for that story. But after reading this one, I love where the characters go next. So I don't know, toss up. I think I'm just going to say that Abby's my favorite author of 2019.
I think that's a good statement, that Abby's like one of my, for me, it's one of my top favorite authors. Like I discovered great authors this year. But yeah, I would say the Happy Ever After list, even if it doesn't just come out until 2020, it's still by far my favorite book of 2019 that I read.
It's yeah.
Our hands down. And I read recently some really good books, but it's like, for me, that book just had everything that I love. It had Rockstar, it had Death, it has a sarcastic painter, has, you know, great friendships, it had a cute dog, and it was like, it just had all the elements that I love about a book that I just like, it was so great.
Absolutely. Yeah, so we've talked a ton about Happy Ever After. We both read that past month, but I'm wondering what other books did you read this month that you recommend?
So I read The Bromance Book Club, which actually was another top favorite for me. And now actually was like, I really love hear about marriages and just like struggling marriages and then just trying to make it work. And they're like on the verge of divorce and you're like, what's going on? And this book had kind of like that, like they've dealt with both sides. They dealt with like the male side where he's like, you know, he's clueless of what's happened to his marriage, and then dealt with the female side where she's like, you know, she's not communicating and she doesn't deal with her story. And so I really loved it. I'd love to talk about toxic masculinity. And then there's a great comment about pumpkin spice latte. And I'm like, if you're a hater, I'm sorry, but I love pumpkin spice latte. I love pumpkin coffee, like pumpkin everything. So it just
yeah.
My language. Kind of like there's a line around pumpkin. And I don't typically highlight on the Kindle, but I highlighted that passage. I was like, this is my story. So that was a really good book to read. And then
that sounds great.
And then I just read Jill Chavez's new book that's coming out. So she's coming on the show in a few weeks. And so it's Almost Just Friends. And if you read The Lemon Sisters, it's within the same town. So it's the same series, but they don't connect. So there's not, it's a standalone novel. And it's about three siblings who are coming together and they have different stories. And it's just like really good family drama. And there's a theme, but I really felt that the romance was there. But it wasn't, I felt like I liked the family drama more aspect of it, which was surprising. Because I tend to go for a romance. So this was just a really good, there was a good family drama.
So yeah, I do love a book with some good family drama. I love a book that can take you through several generations. So yeah, that sounds really good.
Yeah, it's really good. So there's three siblings. They had a major loss growing up, and one of them had to step up and be like a parent to the siblings. And then they all come back and they have secrets, and you're just like, over the course of the book, you're uncovering the secrets, and they're just kind of like communicating and figuring things out for each other. And it was just like, it was really good. Like, it's long. It's like, I think it's like 400 pages. But I really loved it. I finished it up this morning, and it was actually really one of those books that I was like, oh, I actually have feelings about this book. So I'm excited to talk about Jill about it.
Awesome. Awesome. Sounds like you've been reading some good books.
Yeah. So what's on your TBR other than Christmas books?
Christmas books. A ton of Christmas books. A few that I have up next, I'm really excited to read 25 Days Until Christmas by mm-hmm. Poppy Alexander. Actually, Jordy's book club, he just kind of one day tagged me in a store and he's like, hey, I see that you like Christmas books. Do you want me to send you this one? And I was like, sure. So I started that one and I think it's going to be really good. It has a little bit of that family drama element. Mm-hmm. But still lighthearted for sure. So I'm really excited to read that one. Really excited to read Christmas in Vermont by Anita Hughes. I read one of her Christmas books last year. So excited to see what she has going for this year. And then also I'm really looking forward to Wedding in December by Sarah Morgan. I love her books. I read her books in the summer. I read her Christmas books. One of my favorite Christmas books last year, a lot of people have been asking me, what book should I read for my book club for Christmas? And the one that I keep recommending over and over is Christmas Sisters, which was mm-hmm. her 2018 Christmas book release. There's just, I think, a lot to talk about in that book, but it's just also a warm, lighthearted Christmas book. So I'm really looking forward to a wedding in December. And then kind of not Christmas. December is just going to be full on Christmas probably. But I just started the Winston Brothers series. Mm-hmm. I've been listening to Truth or Beard. I think that's the name of the first one on audiobook. And I'm like not an audiobook person. But the two narrators for the book, I think Joy Nash and I can't remember the gentleman, but they are so good. I was laughing out loud in my car. They just do a really good job of bringing the book to life. So I'm in book one and I'm hooked. So that will be definitely beckoning me away from my Christmas books for sure.
That's awesome. Yeah, I read A Wedding in December. I absolutely adore it. It just reminds me of Christmas Sisters in the same way. There's family, winter setting, and there's just like, it's just so good. So I really love that. And I actually recorded an episode for Christmas Sisters with one of my friends last year, and we thought we'd go in depth about it. So it's one of that book last year was my Christmas book, and it was like, I was looking forward to reading her new book, and I was like, it was so good. So A Wedding December is totally hands down great book to read. I do have 25 Days Till Christmas. I got it in September. And it's been like to read it, and for some reason I'm like, I've been pushing it off, but I may just read it this week since I have some time off.
Yeah, it's hard to read Christmas books early. Some of these books I have had since, September, August even. And I'm just like, oh, I get going on Christmas early, but September is too early still for me. So I'm like, oh, November is the soonest I get going on my Christmas book list.
Yeah, I feel like September, and then most of the Christmas books get released September, and it's like, it's still like too early for me. For me, it's like, I'm not in the mindset. I'm still in summer mindset, and just like, how do I turn to winter mindset where it's like, it's still hot, So Christmas is like October, November, December. Those are the Christmas muffins.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Do you have any other books that you are planning on reading this upcoming month?
So I think I'm reading Penny Reed's Night in the City. I think you're going to listen to that. And then Her Royal Highness, or His Royal Highness by R.S. Gray, which is set in a Magic Kingdom, Disney World theme park. So I'm actually looking forward to that. She mentioned she did a tour behind the scenes of Magic Kingdom. So I'm like curious to see how she incorporated the tour of like Disney World behind the scenes into her book. So.
Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
You'll have to let me know how that one is.
I'll let you know how that goes. So thank you, Angela, awesome. For being with the Book Recommendation. Thank you for being on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for inviting me back.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We'll be back next week with a brand new Bookish Recommendation show. Thank you for listening. Have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What You Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always in the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.